Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. The lush takeover of yesterday's cities. In the hauntingly silent streets of our once throbbing cities, the relentless advance of the wild can no longer be ignored. Where steel and concrete once stood dominant, now ancient trees twist skyward through cracked pavement, a testament to the indurable sovereignty of nature. This vivid transformation, echoing past publications on this grimly dystopian, yet oddly fascinating saga, unveils the latest chapter wherein nature's sovereignty reigns over our desolate urban sprawls. The ferocity of flora, jungle metropolis, isn't simply a metaphorical flourish, but a lived reality for the skeletal remains of our urban leviathans. From the roots upward, the flora have taken a firm grip where civilization faltered, fashioning breathtaking canopies and tangled woodlands amidst the grid of our downfall. The imagery is undeniable and macabre. Shopping malls are now sun-dappled glades, high-rises adorned in creeping vines serve as perches for birds of prey, and subway tunnels have metamorphosed into subterranean rivers. The narrative of our relentless advance is rewritten by the unyielding march of jungle vines and resilient shrubbery. The sight of grand trees bursting from within abandoned penthouses conveys a nature not just resurgent, but dominant. The earth shedding its urban scars and painting a vivid tableau of green rebellion, wildlife's tenacious trailblazers. And amid this burgeoning green landscape, wildlife thrives, charting territories within the concrete confines of our past. Falcons turn skyscrapers into craggy cliffs high above, while raccoon and opossum navigate the labyrinthine city below. Adaptation is the anthem, as evidenced by the lithe agility of creatures transmuting their habits to suit this new world order. Latest observations reveal an unsettling, however awe-striking phenomenon. Amphibians in stagnating pools, their forms warped by the vestiges of our chemical legacies, yet still a marvel of life's persistence. But with this tenacity comes a shadow, a question of durability. These habitats, starkly termed spectral in our earlier exposé, are both cradle and crucible, sanctuaries born of mankind's retreat. The morality of human intervention is confounded as the cardinals of nature play their hand on a table we've long since vacated. Choices loom dark and heavy above the horizon of our involvement, a silent reckoning of our role in this new age of growth. Conclusion, a caution and a eulogy. As jungle metropolis unravels the enigma of nature's insurrection, we tread carefully on the tightrope of observation and interference. It's a world tragic in its origin, yet magnificent in its unfolding, an entropic utopia that narrates the uncompromising vigor of life amid human desertion. And in this revelation lies our tale. Not one of salvage, but of silent witness to the latent power we've so carelessly awoken. As the green mantle swallows our concrete ambitions, memories of our reign are ingested into the new ecosystem, one that flourishes with an indifference that is as absolute as it is primeval.